Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Dun, 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 dun. Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Have you heard about Alice's ultimate stocking stuffer?
Well, yeah, of course.
Well, I wasn't actually talking to you.
Oh.
I figured that you'd heard of it.
No, I have not. Tell me all about it.
Well, it is an incredible prize pack of multiple tickets to multiple shows.
You have said enough.
All right, I'm done. What's coming up? here's how it works. We're going to give you code words at 905, 1205, and 505. You take those to RadioAlice.com, and you'll be entered to win tickets to a bunch of different shows. This hour's code word is love, L-O-V-E, love. If you enter love at RadioAlice.com, you could win tickets to all of these shows in 2026. Ed Sheeran, Olivia Dean, Ariana Grande, Louis Capaldi, and the San Francisco Symphony's Pirates of the Caribbean, and The Lord of the Rings. Take the word love and keep listening for more chances to win. Mason Hedge at 1205. It's Jane at 505. This hour's code word is love, courtesy of Messina Touring Group, Golden Voice, Live Nation, Another Planet, and the San Francisco Symphony. Remember you were going to tell me something?
Oh, yeah. A little bird told me that the party that Rob Reiner and his wife and his son were at, Conan O'Brien's holiday party, or I don't know if it's Christmas or Hanukkah, right, whatever it is, it's star-studded and huge and yearly.
Does he do it? So this, we're not talking about a house party then. We're talking about this is at some place. Maybe it is at his house. I'm sure he's got a big old house.
He's probably got a pretty huge spread and probably a big yard. So I don't know.
Probably this was witnessed by a lot of big Hollywood A-listers.
It's a regular event, a yearly event. He always does it. It's absolutely A-list superstars. And so this is the party that kid showed up to in a hoodie making a scene.
Yeah, a huge scene. It was a 20-minute screaming match is what people are saying. Which feels like, Rob, grab your kid and have that fight outside.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I don't. With all the history they have.
Maybe they're both just going off at all times.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I know families often have these kinds of problems, and they're never convenient.
No. Nope.
Oh, one in the morning. Perfect.
Let's fight. I'm going to go. I mean, other than that, I'm going to go Rob Reiner free on this break. We have been talking about it all morning, and it really is that sort of the, and there are a lot of terrible stories that happened over the weekend. And that one in the celebrity world, I've definitely been inundated. So here's just a couple little quick notes. Mariah Carey. She's the focus of two of these. First off, she's opening the Winter Olympics.
Okay.
Queen of Christmas has become queen.
They're
of
in
the
Italy
winter.
This year?
I believe they are open. I mean, in Italy. Milan.
I haven't seen anything about the Winter Olympics yet.
It is funny because I thought the same thing when I saw this story. I was like, are those this year?
When do they start?
February.
Okay, yeah. So maybe they're waiting till after the holidays to start with the...
I guess, you know, here and there I've seen little stories about... I think Snoop Dogg is going to be involved in this one as well. He was so great 2 years ago in the Summer Olympics, or a year and a half ago. But she is going to... It looks like she's performing at the Winter Olympics opening ceremony in February. She made the announcement yesterday on Instagram.
Mariah Carey.
She said, see you in Milan. She's saying save the date. And this, when I think about the Summer Games from 2024, Gaga, Celine Dion, what's the name of that band that was performing all over the side of that castle?
Gojira.
Yeah. Like some of the music things are.
Oh, the
are
opening
incredible.
The opening ceremony was amazing, and Gojira's part in that was you've never seen anything like it.
And as they are sort of rocking out on the side of this, you know, old ancient building, there are boats going by with people doing opera on it. I mean,
it was
did
a mashup
a
of
great
opera
job.
And heavy metal in a way that
incredible.
We've never seen, and it was super cool.
Yeah.
I
think France knocked it out of the park mm-hmm. in the Summer Olympics. So these are, let's see, Cortina, Italy, 2026. And so those are big shoes to fill. And it's winter, so it'll be maybe a little more difficult. I don't know what they've got planned, but the pageantry, that the level that Paris brought it up to, I think is going to, and there's always, you know, pomp and circumstances. There's always these big parades and all of this, but the way that they set it through Paris on the Seine, all the different, there was the music stuff, there were all the different countries that each had their own bars. Like, that was pretty amazing. So we'll see what they come up
with. Well, I don't know, like, Gojira is French, so it made sense that they played there. I don't know who Italian artists...
You'd think that they'll be featured, right? They featured a bunch of Italian artists, French artists mm-hmm. in the Paris one, but there were people from all over the world. Like, it was definitely, you know, that's the Olympics, so it's multinational. So it'll be interesting to see who gets recruited for this. But Mariah Carey's in. She is doing something for the opening ceremonies.
Okay.
February 6th is the opening ceremony, although sometimes the events start before that even. And I think especially with Winter Olympics, it will depend on conditions. And then through February 22nd is when the Olympic Winter Games come up. And I love when the Olympics are going on. It's always fun to see all the medal counts.
I'm a fan. I love snowboarding. I love skiing. I'm not really an ice skating guy. That can tend to get less exciting than I'm.
I love the ice skating.
I know a lot of people do, yeah. but you're right.
Vinny always
said,
the way to make figure skating interesting is to also loose a lion onto the
Something to, you know, mix it up, like, or ice up the walls of that thing so they can take that skating vertical. Like, give me something different than the triple Lutz. I know it's the hardest move in the world, and only one guy or girl can pull it.
Mm.
Give us something different to look at, though. Some jumps. A lion.
They choreograph. They wear beautiful costumes. It's wonderful.
The music is amazing.
You really love it?
I do like it. I like figure skating. I like to zone out on curling. Really like to zone out on curling.
I'm not hating on curling.
I like the speed skating. I like the downhill. I like the ski jump. I like the Winter Olympics a lot.
Me too.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff with the Winter Olympics. Mariah, by the way, another just quick Mariah note. All I Want for Christmas Is You just broke the record for non-sequential weeks at number one. 20 weeks now.
Okay.
So congratulations to her. I think that, I want to say it's Old Town Road, the version with Billy Ray Cyrus.
That
held the record at 19, and that was, I don't know, 2017 or 18. And that must have broken some other record, but now Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You.
The coverage is so complete at these things that you might actually find yourself sitting down to watch a guy with a rifle slung over his shoulder in skin-tight clothes doing, what is that? It's like...
the biathlon.
Cross-country skiing and shooting.
Yes.
And yet...
Shooting and skiing.
You sit down and go, all right, I'll check this out.
Why not?
Who's going for America? Go Jeff Smith.
Some dude from West Virginia, usually.
Really?
Okay. Oh, always with rifle stuff. Yeah, we have we win the
national
championship for rifle every year at WVU. I was on a rifle team when I was a kid. Like, it's a real big thing.
You ever do that skeet shooting thing?
Oh yeah, I shoot skeet.
And you're any good at it? That looks so impossible to me.
No, you just once you get a it's like anything. When you start to get a rhythm and know where to shoot, it's not easy, but it gets easier. Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like
we had a range at our house. Like, we shot skeet at our house.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you? Lay pigeons. Shoot them up. Loose. I just found this funny, and it's been sitting in my pile for a while, but I wanted to do it because, you know, you hear about these people selling their whole catalog or part of their catalog for the like the cash. And people make tons of money off of this. I want to say Bieber sold his catalog. Like there, and a lot of like older bands have sold off the rights to certain songs. So it's Slipknot is now joining this party. Did you already see this story?
I did not. And I am a huge fan of Slipknot.
Which is the only reason I'm doing this, because I thought to myself, I see Slipknot officially sell majority stake in music catalog. And I'm like, what could they possibly get for that? So it's time to play a mini game. What could they possibly get for the Slipknot? Are they screamo? Like what is Slipknot?
I don't know all those different divisions like of metal. I would call them metal, but I would say
thrasher or speed metal
I don't know that. I know thrash is considered Metallica, Testament, Exodus. There's like a certain Megadeth, but I don't know what Slipknot comes in terms of that division. I will say though
it's called groove metal. Groove metal is what they're telling me.
They have a lot of guys on percussion. Mm. They've got a DJ.
Oh,
so that it's a band of I would say 10 people.
Oh boy, that's big.
So
all right. So what did Slipknot? They sold a majority stake in their music catalog. They didn't sell the whole thing, but they sold a majority stake. What did they get for their music?
I think they got more than any of you will think, and I will say $250 million.
The thing about selling your catalog and the value of the music long term is like licensing it, right?
It's licensing and royalties. It would be any time they. I don't know who's playing them all the time, but I guess if people stream them, that would be a portion of that. But yes, licensing for movies.
I probably went too high.
Advertisements. $250 is what.
I think Justin Bieber sold his for $300 million,
and he's a pop star. So yes, I've probably gone too high.
I guess we'll find out. I was gonna say like $15 million.
$15 million, says Bob.
Oh, I'll say $20 million.
$20 million.
Okay.
Let's see who is officially closer. Maddie gets the point. They sold for $120 million.
Oh wow, that's a lot.
It is a lot. Maddie, congratulations on your point. Slipknot sold a majority stake in their music catalog. That's right. Slipknot got $120 million. Metal Band inked the deal with Harborview Equity Partners. And I want to say we've heard of Harborview. Like they're buying up some people's catalogs. Didn't Bowie's estate sell the catalog?
There's a few different places that are buying up the music catalogs. And I don't know. I can't tell you which is which.
Mm.
Apparently, Slipknot has 15 million monthly listeners on Spotify.
Oh, that's really into them.
Vinny
listens to them when he does the dishes.
Yeah, I do all the time. And I can also say they sell out shows. So there's an audience for this band.
Mm.
It's not a pop audience, but 125 million tells you something.
But yes, it does.
That's Slipknot.
I love it.
Come on.
Sounds like a machine gun's going off. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
I love to put that on in the car with my kids, and they just get that like stricken look on their face like, what is happening? Lighten up. You need to hear this. It's good for you. What is coming up? Two drinks this holiday season.
Oh.
After these.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
I love cheap thrills. Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Watch us live. You can stream our whole show, the whole video, the whole morning show on our YouTube channel. It's live right now. And when we're done, it's a 4-hour chunk. You can scroll through, find the thing. You're like, oh, what do they say about and watch the whole thing. Go to youtube.com and search Alice973. And remember, please hit that subscribe button.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Bridge the Gap. Tomorrow at 8 a.m., join us for our Battle of the Generations called Bridge the Gap. Sarah Kay from Sales defends her title against Steiny from Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
It's going to be a fun round.
That's Bridge the Gap every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Meet you there. Here's what's happening. Clouds outside and highs today in the mid-60s. Rain is coming. Unfortunately, it looks to be warm, so we may not get the snow we really need.
We do need that snow.
And yeah,
sometimes the faucet just turns off in January. We've had a few years like that where everything looks good heading in.
Yeah, but you know what? We haven't had a few years like that recently. We've actually had four straight really productive rainy seasons.
Our reservoirs look good right now.
So, you know, hopefully we do get that.
A little boost.
Yeah, I'd like to really see a snow season happen. I'd like to go snowboarding myself.
Yeah, be great.
Anyway, here's what's happening. This story I teased you with is have two drinks at a party. Have two drinks at a party. So the story goes like this. Everyone has their own relationship to and tolerance for alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
But next time you're at a party, you might do well to have exactly two drinks.
Yeah.
If you're a person who, like me, has found zero drinks is okay for you, then zero. Don't go, oh, Vin said I could have two. I am not saying that.
That third drink is the tipping point for a lot of people I know.
It undoes my wife every time.
Yeah.
Christina is cruising. It is fun. It is all good. And the third drink is where we just go right off the ledge.
Right. You have a pleasant buzz and then all of a sudden, what happened? Why is my head aching me today?
Well, no, there's things that in her personality too, she starts, I don't mind her getting louder, but she also gets argumentative and there's definitely a different thing, a different vibe happening there where I'm like, okay, I'm going to go find something else to do. I'll be anywhere but here.
Mm.
Have a good one.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and you can't partake. So that's got to be frustrating too.
Well, I don't mind. I know I was with me the whole time.
Mm.
I don't have any hopes or dreams of someday reigniting a love affair with booze. It's over.
Yeah. We broke up.
Period.
And they're not welcome back.
But you know, when you're not drinking and someone is getting ripped, on top of that, you're just like, okay, you should keep going and have your fun, and I'm gonna tap out right here.
I'm gonna depart.
It's not as funny as you think.
Right.
Sorry about it.
Especially if someone's getting argumentative, like it brings out a lot of things in a lot of, like, everybody experiences it a little differently.
Well, I think in general, I can have a conversation about just about anything, but your partner who, like, let's say you and John are having a conversation and he kind of shuts you down in a way that makes you feel like, what the heck?
Mm.
What's that about? That felt a little more than needed.
Mm.
And that can go both ways where you're just kind of like, all right, that's the kind of feeling where you just go, we're not vibing or whatever now.
The vibe is off.
I'm going to just go elsewhere. Mm. I don't need to be feeling like that
about it. I don't
want
to fight with a drunk person.
No. Mm. Now. But anyway, the point of the story is just, if you're wondering, most people, unless you have some kind of weird tolerance or a real problem, most people, two drinks is right where you want to be.
Yeah.
Like, there's your goal.
And a glass of water in between, not a terrible idea. Slow yourself down a little bit. The water method.
They say, does that seem low? Because it's not really. Having two drinks, specifically one drink, and then later on, another drink, is moderate social drinking.
Yeah.
And I can tell you from high school, I've never had a moderate drinking relationship. Ever with
alcohol.
Once
you start drinking, You're drinking.
But we, and this was my friends. Like, we wanted to be at kegs. We wanted to get wasted.
That was the goal.
Ripped.
You need to meet that goal.
And so that's just the way that went for us. But two drinks, which would have
never. And a few of you are sober.
Oh, most of us have had to stop. Jason Sisko doesn't drink. My friend Billy doesn't drink. And the friends that I had that still do, I don't really see them because that's my old drinking crew.
Yeah. You can't.
It's not the best place for me to hang. Anyway, two drinks, everyone. Merriam-Webster's 2025 word of the year is slop.
Why is it slop?
I don't know. It doesn't. They say here, Merriam-Webster's word of the year for 2025 is slop, S-L-O-P, as in AI slop. They define it as digital content of low quality that is produced usually in quantity by means of artificial intelligence.
Oh.
Slop.
I never really heard anybody refer to it like that.
It might be big here in Silicon Valley and we just don't know it.
I was thinking the term I really heard this year and got a handle on was shipping. How people see two people and they're trying to ship a relationship. Like, I don't know exactly how it gets used.
Relationship. Shipping.
Relationshipping.
Oh.
Like, where you're almost wishing it for someone, so you're shipping it.
Wow.
Do I have that?
Yeah, you explained it perfectly.
Over 1,400 couples in D.C. broke a world record for the most couples kissing under the mistletoe at the same time.
Oh.
The final count was 1,435 couples, smashing the old record of 480.
Wow.
That feels like a breakable record. I like it. Like somebody, that'll keep getting broken.
We should do it.
I brought up that we should do something fun with mistletoe, and you guys are like, remember my idea with the fishing rod? And the mistletoe on the end.
Well, we're just worried HR would get.
Yeah, we don't want to.
Well, then we can't do this either.
We could do it at the Cow Palace.
Always ask yourself,
10,000 people.
Is this gonna bring us trouble? Because we don't want none. And then you just from there you decide.
I got herpes. I'm suing you guys.
Well, how many people did you kiss? Maybe they're gonna sue you too, sir or madam.
Sarah's son is coming home. Which is super cool. Mm. Yeah, right. Was on he's a musician. Really legit, too. Look him up. Yeah, right. Or no,
Can of Bliss.
Yeah, Can of Bliss.
His latest album is called Champion.
I like it. I've listened
Wherever
to it.
Wherever you can get music, you can get it.
He's very vulnerable vocally, though, or lyrically.
Yes. Oh, it's hard to listen to as his mom.
It's hard to listen to as.
It's therapy for him, I guess.
That's great. This is news. Gen Z, which I believe he is, is on the move. They've decided driving more and embracing mobility is a cool thing now and starting to look more into getting a license, getting a car.
That is so funny.
Embracing the freedom.
He's doing that. He's finally.
I'm gonna get my license and figure out what I'm going to do.
Well, if he's not going to live in New York, then he needs to be able to drive.
Yeah.
Although, you know, I wonder if you math it out, like, is it more expensive to buy a car, put gas in it, insure it, do all the maintenance stuff to it? Like, what that costs you in a year, would it be less to just take an Uber everywhere?
Well, I'm sure he can do, you know, math that out and come to a conclusion and whatever works for him. I still think a grown man should have a license. He should just go do that.
Because in an emergency, you want to be able to drive. And not be bouncing off cars parked on the sides of the road.
Just to have a license.
Right?
Just to say I've got that.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
I know. I'm hoping that he'll do it. It's, you know.
Isla, my oldest kid,
make them.
Was in the car with me just the other day and was saying, you know, I'm going to get my license. I think that I'm going to be happy to have freedom. And I was like, yeah. Yep. That's exactly why I wanted freedom.
Yeah.
To get in the car and take yourself where you want to go. It may only be to Walgreens for some napkins or whatever they're called today.
Let's go sanitary napkins.
Whatever they're called. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Let's go with that.
Anyway, whatever
it
is.
Old-timey.
I don't know. What are they called?
I don't know. It's sanitary pads. Feminine napkins, I guess.
I don't know. It doesn't
feminine
matter.
Napkin.
The point is
it's all awful.
for yes, you should be able to hop in the car and go get something you need yes. without or having to get your dad involved.
Drive to your job or
yes.
drive yourself to play rehearsal.
Whatever.
All the things.
So
only
yes.
a few years off for her.
I'm hoping that this continues. I was watering that thought as she was like, I should get, yeah,
well,
you should.
You pick up a friend and go to the mall.
You'll love
You'll
it.
You'll love it.
I drove away on my 16th birthday after dinner. That first night, I drove away with my girl in the car next to me, and I was in heaven.
Mm.
This
Look
is
at
it.
Us.
This is living. Let's make out at the light. What?
That's just, of course, that's what you thought.
Well, yeah.
That's what the lights are for when you're 16.
I know.
why you drive with
car?
Your girlfriend? Hello?
Right.
I
like,
hear
what
the...
am I going to do? Take you to my room? Let's go. We have a car now.
Yeah.
Car sex. Ugh.
Ugh.
I did do it with her in the car, too.
Everybody did it in the car.
And by the way, in that car as well. The orange.
I would assume. Well, I mean, yeah. that's why you had a car.
I put my flannels into the window and rolled them up so that we had a little bit of ambiance.
Mm.
That flannel ambiance.
You know.
I had my Escort all tinted out so I could do all the stuff
in
the car.
You actually had tint?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't have any of that.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
What do you guys want to play? It's Vinny's choice today. How old is that guy or when did that happen?
When did that happen?
When did that happen? It is December 16th, back in the day. Maddie starts with one extra point. He got the Slipknot thing. He was only off by $100 million.
Yes.
So he won. Okay. Rain Man was released, starring Tom Cruise as a self-absorbed yuppie and Dustin Hoffman as his savant older brother, Raymond. Rain Man. When did that come out? Vinny, you're first.
I'm going to say 89.
What do you think, Maddie?
I was going to say that too. I'll say 88.
88?
Oh, I'm going to say 90. I think it was way later.
It was exactly 88.
No way.
That's 2 points for Maddie.
I've never seen that. Do you think it holds up?
What did I say?
89.
You said 89.
And he said 88?
Because you said 89, because I was going to say 89, but then you said, so I got 2 points. And I'm winning.
By 3 points. Everybody else has 0 points, and Maddie has 3 points.
It's kind of in your face, just a little bit.
Just let him have it. He doesn't have much.
Oh, that's harsh.
Maddie liked it. Ew. He respects a good burn like that.
I do
that.
Respect a good burn. I love a good burn. Toasty one, though.
Hey, he's got a hot date this
I know,
weekend. Who
I
among
know.
Us has that? I don't.
Here's your next one. Maddie, you're first. Running back and future double murderer and armed robber, O.J. Simpson became the first NFL player to rush for more than 2,000 yards in one season. When did that happen?
1978.
78. What do you think, Bob?
Who was it?
O.J. Simpson.
Oh.
Because you only know him as a murderer.
Oh, I actually wasn't. If you had asked me what was his career, I don't know if I could have told you.
Oh. Well, he was a football player.
That makes sense. I just never really thought about it, you know?
He became the first to rush for more than 2,000 yards in one season. What season? What year was that?
And Maddie said
78.
I'll say 79.
79. What do you think, Vinny?
77.
It is 73. That's a point for Vinny. Rogue One, a Star Wars story, was released in theaters.
Oh,
when did that happen, Bob? When did that happen? When did that come out in theaters? Rogue One, a Star Wars story.
We did
story.
10 years ago this week was when A Force Awakens was coming back. So I'm going to say 17.
You think 2017. All right. Vinny, what do you think?
2016.
16.
One of my top three favorite Star Wars movies. I'll say 2000. What did Vinny say?
Bob said 17. Vin said 16.
I'll say 15.
15. It is exactly 16.
Nice.
And we are tied 3-3, Maddie and Bob. Maddie and Vinny.
Ah.
Sorry, Bob has no points.
Ah.
The Boston Tea Party went down. American colonists boarded a British ship and dumped more than 300 chests of tea overboard to protest tea taxes. The Boston Tea Party. What year did that happen? Vin, you're up first.
What?
What, what? Didn't Bob go first last time?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know the Boston Tea Party. I'm going to say 17. Oh, screw it. 1776.
1776. What do you think, Maddie?
1773.
I was going to say 1773, so I'll say 1774.
Well, it was exactly 1773. That's 2 points for Maddie.
That's my History Channel, baby.
You could tie it up here, Vinny, but otherwise it's going to be our boy, Maddie. And Maddie, you're first.
Okay.
Dumb and Dumber, the original, was released starring Jeff Daniels and Jim Carrey as Harry Dunn and Lloyd Christmas.
1992.
92, says Maddie.
93,
says Bob.
Ninety-four
is the exact right answer.
Wow.
We are tied 5-5.
Oh, I'm.
As you were saying about my face.
That was in my face.
All right, I'm going for a tiebreaker between the two of you, 5-5. How old is Benjamin Bratt? Benjamin Bratt. That guy.
He was great on Law and Order.
I remember you saying you liked him. And didn't he date Julia Roberts for a long time there?
Mm-hmm.
He shows up on Modern Family every once in a while as Manny's real dad, Javier.
What's the question?
How old is he? How old is that guy? How old's Benjamin Bratt? And Maddie, you're first.
56.
56.
I'm gonna say he's 60.
He is 62. That's a point for Vinny. And El Campeón del Pueblo rides again, people. Thanks for listening. Keep it here on Alice all day. Mason and Jane have your chance to win the Alice Ultimate Stocking Stuffer. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to be playing Bridge the Gap at 8 o'clock, so join us for that. Have a great day, and we'll see you back here on Hump Day.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
On Aspire with Emma Greed, we talk about mindset, ambition, and the work that actually moves the needle. Listen to Aspire with Emma Greed, available where you get your podcasts.